You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Kristen, you've brought in some popcorn and I've just started eating it before going to air. Why did you do that?
I know, that
because
was a,
you're
that
eating
was a big
it 15
mistake.
Minutes ago as well. That's why.
Well, I thought it would be nice to pair snacks with cocktails. That's my favorite way to do both.
Popcorn is very similar to bubble wrap in the sense I can't stop.
No, you can't. And so I bought... So anyways, we'll talk about the popcorn second because we're here really for the cocktail.
Okay, yes.
And so we are making Blind Melon Collie Mantinis tonight.
Brought to you by Kristen.
And we are pairing it with...
Did you say Mantini?
Mantini. Because if you like Moody Blues, there's a song called Melancholy Man.
Are we going to have to pull this up?
You might be able to. So a Blind Melancholy Mantini.
Okay.
And we're pairing it with a coconut almond popcorn, which I thought was going to be pink.
Oh, I haven't tried the popcorn. Is it actually like fully flavored?
It is fully flavored. So we're doing watermelon martinis.
Permission to eat the popcorn on air.
Oh.
Yeah, and I look at Sam and he's just shoving a whole handful of popcorn in his mouth.
What popcorn, Sam? What popcorn?
I love Sam Smith has really gotten to the spirit of Thursday Drive. He's just like, getting beers and having cocktails.
There's a few more glasses out there in the
coming
kitchen.
Coming in and chatting and getting friendly.
Are you putting ice in the shaker responsibly?
Yeah, so we're going to put ice in a shaker. Okay. And we're not going to shake this because when we use the watermelon soda pop, it's going to be fizzy. But we want to use it so that we can strain it and it's a cool drink.
I've had this particular pop before as well.
So good. Mm. Not going to lie, I am a big fan of this hopped soda, watermelon and mint.
Is that Swedish?
No, this is made by Lion.
Let the record show that that bottle was not the hopped soda being opened. That was actually a different bottle that Kristen had by the microphone.
We have some pink gin tonight. It's from Batch 10. I got it at the Matakana Markets.
Oh, wow.
So it's a very crafty... It's from my special collection. I thought I would treat you guys.
Yay. Well,
and it's 1.5...
Pink.
It's very pink. Because the watermelon soda pop isn't so pink. So I wanted to definitely...
Keep it Mantini, that's what I always say.
Yeah,
I'm
keep it Mantini.
That. I always say it to Sam.
When was the last time he said it to you, Sam? Just now? Good answer.
Usually comes with a butt slap. You know, locker room type stuff.
So we have 1.5 jiggers of the pink gin. And then you're going to do, for 1.5 jiggers, then you do 1 jigger of lime. So it is heavy on the lime.
That lime bottle is... It just reminds me of my childhood. Like, my parents had that bottle. Well, my mom always had it in the pantry, and I was like, what is that stuff?
Rose's lime? You know, I saw limes for sale for, like, 74 cents each.
Very nostalgic lime juice that you've got there.
Rose's lime juice.
Oh, limes are just about to come into full season in New Zealand.
How much was the lime juice, though?
I don't know how much the lime juice was, but a lime is 74 cents each. So, Johnny, is that too pricey?
No, it's cheap.
Yeah, so...
Bit cheap
I should have
bought
a couple.
I'll stop you there. How many cents was the lime?
74 cents.
How much is a lemon?
It's probably cheaper than a tomato at this stage.
Okay, and then you fill the rest with the watermelon soda pop.
Oh, is this going to get a shake?
Bish, bosh, bash.
No, we are not going to shake it because it's fizzy. So we're putting it in
a
shaker.
You're giving that a bit of height, so it is fizzing as well.
Yeah, so it is fizzing, and you're just going to pour it into the glass because you don't want to shake that fizzy stuff unless you want to have a
pink
big
gin.
You know, celebration party. Sam, I'm looking at you.
What were your thoughts on the Matakana Markets, by the way?
Oh, I love them.
Yeah?
They're spot on.
Was there somebody selling, like, a cured sausage of some sort?
There's a lot of everything.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Any shell mirrors or driftwood art?
Of course there is.
Fantastic.
But I think there would be mostly like metal. For some reason, I feel like there's more metal art.
Oh, like a blacksmith kind of thing. Oh, it comes out a very clean teeny, by the way.
Yeah.
This patriarchy teeny that we're talking about, wherever heck it is.
So it's good that we have a little pink with the gin, so at least it gets out a little bit of a melon color. A melancholy color. No, don't be melancholy.
I agree what you said.
Kristen.
Yes.
A regular BFM caller. This afternoon. Oh, no, this morning, actually, because it was before I turned up.
You can't just dump vodka into the drink.
No, I just wanted to let everyone know that we had it's a Danske vodka, Kranaz. Someone apparently was illegally importing Russian vodka, and they managed to get some.
I'm sorry to butt in, but Kristen's putting mint into the drink right now.
There's mint in the drink.
Big actual mint things.
Yeah, but we want to get back to this cranberry vodka for sure. But today we're talking about the
watermelon. It smells good. I've been smelling the vodka all day thinking this is too early to be
Saturday,
doing this.
All right, Saturday, Sam, you got yours. Here you go.
It comes in quite a cool bottle, like a flask kind of bottle.
Kristen's is ready to go. Here we go. Oh, well, it's really clear.
Should we try and incorporate the cranberry vodka next week?
This is better than I anticipated.
That is kind of scaring me, but I'm going to go in anyway.
You're all my lucky charms.
Are you writing this stuff down?
I am writing this stuff down.
Does it get podcasted or anything?
Can I just say that the mint is really shining through.
Isn't it beautiful?
You're right. This is a really good drink.
And that's why you put... You put extra lime in it. Sometimes you just give a taste of the lime, but
Sam,
you want to kind of
put
that up.
You have to put this in the news. You have to put this drink in the news. It's newsworthy.
Is this the new headline?
Put it in the news. All right.
Kristen makes good mint cocktail.
Damn.
Yummy.
A mantini.
Obviously, mint is in abundance these days.
For my favorite men at 95 BFM, right?
It's just nice and smooth, but without too much like that, you know, coat your mouth. And sugar kind of feel.
But also makes you feel like a bit of a genius when you're drinking it for no reason at all. You're like, this is spritzy.
And a watermelon drink a lot of times would have vodka, and it was just a little bit too strong. Mm-hmm. And I use the hopped, if that's how you say it. I have the Arizona watermelon on.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be delivered today.
Okay.
So that's going to be next week's drink, unless we want to do some cranberry drinks.
How much are you getting? I just get mine from the Munchie Mart.
Oh, no. I had to order it from Martha's Backyard, which has all great imported
everything
products
you
from the U.S.
need from the U.S., but can't get on the shelves.
Yeah, I looked at every dairy in every store, and I couldn't find it.
I just toasted nothing. Did you see that? Holding this glass. It's a great glass. I just choked, making a point.
So the market gin you got from the Matakana market?
From Batch 10.
Okay. What else do you know about this particular drop? Just that it was available at the market and it's pretty good.
Whoa, you sound like a cop, bro.
Well, so they do whiskey as well, and that's how I know the gent who makes this.
Yeah.
We saw him last year, and when we went back this year, he had pink gin, and I thought,
What's it called, by the way?
It's a market gin. So it's at the Matakana markets. If you go, please find it and tell the dude, I'll say dude, I'm from California, that Kristen sent you.
Hey, dude.
What was this drink called again?
It's called the...
I'll just go with mintini.
That's
really
fine. A mantini.
Oh.
It's a blind melancholy mantini.
It's really good. It's really delicious. Kristen, we should say, has had some experience making cocktails in a previous life, so...
Just a little bit.
I did not get that story.
But I do have expert pairing with snacks.
I haven't tried the popcorn yet. I'm going to try that. Right
so the coconut coconut vanilla popcorn from Serious Popcorn.
Thank you very much, Kristen.
Cheers, everyone.
Was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.